honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Glory to you. This song right here says, I'm coming home for Christmas right here on 5926 Central with none other than Zebby Quick. Coming home.
But this time I'm coming home with my arms full of gifts and treat you like a queen. Rub your back, kiss your lips, make every one of your dreams come true. Just wait and see, boo. Woo woo. From being gone so far from you, shorty, can I get a kiss? And everything I miss, you're so fine and so sweet. Please, honey, please believe I'm coming on.
Nothing much, sis. Nothing much at all.
Are you in the Christmas spirit, girl? Has the Christmas spirit hit you?
I'm in a spirit. I don't exactly know what spirit that is, but I'm in a spirit.
In these days, listen, in these days and times, girl, you just, you know, you could drift into the Christmas and you could drift out of the Christmas. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what I've been doing, drifting in and out.
I have too, girl, because I got this pit bull, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had put on my big old pretty tree. I mean, gorgeous tree. And biggest tree I ever had. Jesus be a sin. And the Mariah Blue, that's his name, decided while I was gone. We didn't have a cave yet, right? Okay. Decided. Did he want to be an ornament on the tree, or he wanted a chew ornament on the tree? Don't know. All I know is I got a Christmas tree that touches the floor. Ain't supposed to be sitting on the floor.
So I'm assuming you got a cage now.
Oh yes, I got I got a serious cage. This cage so serious. The cage about the size of my, you know, I got a little. Cage about the size. You know. About a house. So Blue got a house. It has to be that way. Or I'm gonna really be crying. And I already looked at the limb on the tree and had to apologize to the baby Jesus, because even though the tree ain't got nothing to do with the Lord, I just felt some spiritual thing about it. You understand me? So that was.
Yeah.
So your tree up? Tell me what's going on. What have you done?
My tree up. My tree stayed up. It's been up since last Christmas.
I ain't mad at you about that either.
Yeah, it's been up since last Christmas. I ain't changed the ornaments on it, nothing. It's been up since last Christmas.
Well, you know, don't you? You do a pretty jazzy tree though, right?
My tree is, it's a little silver tree that has a little fluorescent bulbs already in it. All I had to do is take it out of the box and it unfolds and it lights up and all that. I just put all I did was put some my Dallas Cowboy ornaments on there, and I put a big blue star at the top, and that's pretty much it. And it's been up all year.
Man,
yeah,
girl, listen,
I didn't do a jazz with this shit. Usually I do. When I was actually in the house, I did. You know, me and the kids did a big tree, and we had ornaments and all. We did the thing, and it almost stayed up for one full year one time. But one of my sisters came by the house complaining about it, so she took it down.
Okay,
which
one it was.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Just tell me which one.
That was tweet. Yeah.
I can hear her now.
Yeah, that was sweet. So,
oh, God.
I just leave it up. I mean, it goes with everything, I guess. So I just leave it up.
Now, I want to talk about the travesties of these Christmas trees I've been seeing all over the place, right? I think that I'm going to go through a couple of the designs that I have seen. Now, have a Christmas tree, we're going to have a Christmas tree. I believe this. I just believe that it should look like a Christmas tree, like a tree. But, my God, I've seen a tree that at the top of the tree is a beautiful black woman. At the bottom of the tree is just ornament. I mean, I think that COVID, ornament, they just, it's just bald everywhere. I don't mean to say, no pun intended. But listen, It's just ornament glued together, stuck together. I don't know. Creeps me out. I'm not gonna lie to you. But you have this beautiful black woman. Cause this lady, she say, I'm gonna be. It's a black Christmas, right? It's just African black Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw
And I just said, you know, crafting has gotten out of hand. People going too far. I saw a tree where the whole tree was the Grinch. The so-called, it was a green tree. The Grinch.
Yeah.
So I said, my God, what black people did it. But all I'm saying is, when we have a lot of time on our hands, we go too far.
You know.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Okay.
All of them. About that. Have you seen these incredible trees?
No. All of the trees that I've seen so far are really nice. I haven't seen any throwed off trees yet.
You mean they just straight
I'm sure there are, some out there.
Oh, I'm gonna send them.
Now I did. I think out of all the ones that I have seen, and I think I showed my girl this tree because it was an all-black tree, but it had rose gold and clear ornament.
And
that one was really pretty, and it had, you know, like ballerinas and stuff like that, doves, you know, all that. It was really pretty.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any messed up ones as of yet.
And I don't
now that we're talking about it, I'm looking at mine, and I think maybe I need to straighten my branches out some because, you know, it has been up since last year, and, you know, grandkids have been by here messing with the ornaments and all of that stuff. Yeah, so I think by far the worst tree that I've seen so far is mine.
You so silly. Listen, let me tell you something. Unless it's a Charlie Brown tree, you know, listen, I'm going to send you some trees. That I have happens upon, and then we'll discuss it on the next show because we got another show before Christmas.
We're gonna do a whole show about the Christmas tree.
yes, you know we're gonna probably have to put it over there with the things that bozos do, but I don't want to insult people just using their creative mind. I don't want nobody to be offended and then they be sending me hate mail and stuff. Listen, do your tree, boo. If you want to turn your tree into a giant peppermint patty, do what you got to do. I'm good. I'm still sending the trees to my sister so she can see.
That's their version of the Christmas. That's their Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Praise Jesus. Glory be to baby Jesus in the manger. Okay. Now, you know, last week I talked about the do's and don'ts. For Christmas. You know, when you visit in the relatives, mm-hmm. the dudes and the dogs, you understand me, you know.
Yeah.
Because it could get crazy. It could get, you know, people could get emotional. People could be doing some sideways stuff, you know, uncalled for stuff. So we can just, I'm going to start with you. What do you think, what is a do or don't that you think people should, you know, that applies to this current holiday season.
Don't get offended if somebody does not eat your food as opposed to someone else. So you have a gathering at your house. Well, you know, social gathering, social distancing gathering.
Right.
And everybody brings something, and somebody else bought a potato salad, and then you did a potato salad, and nobody touched yours. Don't be mad.
Jeez.
Just keep it pushing. Jeez. Apparently, you and your immediate family love it, so y'all just go ahead and eat it. That's just more for y'all.
It's more for y'all. I love the way you put that. It's so pleasant. So pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna say this.
It's more for y'all.
I'm gonna say this. If people ain't ate that in 3 years, every time they come, you have nobody eat. Children, don't cook it no more. My God. Don't cook it no more.
Yeah.
It ain't working. I'm gonna share that with you, you know.
One do is if you are going to someone's home or you're going to a place where multiple people will be cooking, and you and your family, whoever you go with, y'all need to have some kind of sign language that y'all can communicate with each other. Because I know, I mean, I've done it myself. You know, I haven't gone to a family gathering in a minute, but we used to go to family gatherings, and the first thing you want to know is who cooked that.
Who cooked?
Well, you need to figure out a way to do that without being so blatant.
Who
you know
cooked
how
it?
you do with babies that aren't too cute yet. You know, look at my baby. That outfit is so cute.
That outfit. No,
you know,
I say the baby.
You got to figure out how to do that.
Listen. About that baby, if you bring that baby to that family gathering, I know we're talking about food, but let me talk about that baby. Listen to me. You are the mother. You know that baby is not as cute as you think it is. Don't be bringing that baby in there getting all offended. Don't do that. I don't need you to do that. I need you to just go ahead, put that baby in that carrier. You understand me? Feed that baby mom. Don't be mad because folk won't hold the baby and all that kind of stuff. You got a hollering baby. Listen. Okay, let me leave that alone. I want to talk about this food, too. If you practicing, I just want to throw this out there. If you practicing and that's your first sweet potato pie, don't bring the practice pie to the family gathering. Don't bring the practice potato salad. Girl, this is my first potato salad. I'm so honored to bring it to the... No. You tried it out on your family first. If nobody kill over dead, you understand me? If it's all gone before the end of the day, you know, that kind of thing. Then you know to bring it. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
But if your husband walks by that thing and saying, babe, you did a good job, but you ain't never seen him pull up a plate, you understand me? Or he put it on a paper plate, and you don't see where that paper plate went, you understand me?
I'm mm-hmm.
trying to help you out. I know a lot of, I'm going to say up because I don't want nobody to get offended. You want to bring your practice to the family gathering. I don't want you to do that. I don't want your feelings to hurt. You understand? You know, you can't bring it over to the cookhouse. I'm going to be honest with you. You can't bring it to the cookhouse. Cause see,
well, you can if you want. If you want an honest opinion about it, go ahead and bring it.
Don't say it. Go ahead and bring it. But I want to tell you this.
Not go ahead and bring it. Go ahead and bring it.
Go. but let me give you a hint. You might not have been in the kitchen when everybody talked about it, but this will happen. You will be taking it home with you. And the form will not be messed with. Okay? Because if you bring the potato salad and it's so heavy, when you sit it on the table moves, ain't nobody about to eat that. You're going to be taking it. See, I got a couple of issues with it. Let's move on. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I want to say something about what you said about the children when you bring all your children to the family gathering.
Uh-huh.
If you got four or more kids, I'm going to throw this out there because I know I've been podcast land, people listening. If you got more than four kids and you know that we are in a COVID situation, when you bring them more than four kids to the family gathering, okay, bring a table. Bring that extra. And then I need you to bring some napkins, some cups, because we don't want you to cook because you brought your kids here hungry. Yes. We already know you did that. You didn't feed them breakfast, nothing. I don't know why people don't do that. Don't feed your kids breakfast on these holidays. Kids be at the house already in the fitter radio, and auntie got to say, what you in there for? You know, come on. Bring your little fork and your little napkin. Bring that little duffel. You know, bring your duffel bag and have all your extra supplies in there because it ain't fair. It ain't fair that folks that brought the sodas and all the soda pops and stuff, they done brought stuff, and you come up in there, you understand me, with a Brady Bunch, and you expecting everybody to feed your children. You better contribute nothing. You understand me? So bring the duck. All I'm saying, stop by the dollar store. Dollar store, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Fair family dollar. A lot of dollars out there.
Got another do or don't. I think we have some people today. Go ahead.
You got another do or don't? Hello?
Hey. I'm here.
Oh.
But, you're going in and out a little bit. You kind of fading in and out on me.
What about now? What about now? You got another do or don't?
Let's see. I have a don't or do. It just depends on how you look at it. If you get invited somewhere and it's you that's getting invited, either do ask them, the person who invited you, if it's okay for you to bring a plus one, or don't just bring a plus one without asking the person who actually invited you.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was so good.
That's
to my
a do,
spirit.
That's either a do or a don't. It depends on how you want to
so
look
good.
It.
That's so good to my spirit. See, this is why I love my big sis, because this is what I'm talking about. I had a family gathering, and one of my children brought a plus one. The plus one ate up all the ribs, you understand me? While we was playing cards, he was on the table. And I say on the table because he was on the table, do you understand? He was eating so much stuff till I wanted to, when he finished, I went from mad to let me help this baby. And sent about three plates with him. Cause I went from this Negro eating out my, and then I started feeling some type of way like maybe he needs a bless, right? Let me send some of this home. I think it's appropriate if you're gonna bring a plus one. Especially if it's a plus four. I just wanna say that. You dating somebody, got some children, you know, and you want to bring them, and then all of a sudden, it's their weekend with the kids, now I got plus four.
Yeah.
Got to ask, you know. I think it's appropriate. My God. We run out of business. We didn't plan.
You didn't plan for all that.
Damn, come on, you know how many Hawaiian rolls in there. You know, two rolls per person, right? Because, you know, people love Hawaiian rolls. Now, you roll up in here with four extra people, and I didn't plan them Hawaiian rolls around here. Now, they just ate somebody else's rolls. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm feeling some type of way. My God. But I like that. That's good. You need to let somebody know, especially if you're going to be. Now, I played this video. This auntie was going in on this lady.
Uh-huh.
I told this lady, don't you bring that potato salad up in here with some raisins in it. Because you see that? She pointed out to go.
I think I saw that.
You saw this table out here on the porch? That's where you're going to be sick. I said, Lord have mercy. I wasn't mad at it, though. Raisins in the potato.
Raisins in a potato salad.
What do people be thinking about? Raisins in a potato salad. It's an acquired taste. No. Let me move on. Okay. I'm going to share one. Okay?
Uh-huh.
This one right here is going to make a lot of people mad, but I got to do it. I got to say it. Get off your cell phone. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, I just had to get off of the electronic device, tablet. I look around at some of these family gatherings, and everybody is on a tablet, a computer, laptop, a game, a cell phone, an iPhone, a me phone, a G phone, whatever.
You say a me phone?
Girl, I don't know what I see. It's a lot of phones and a lot of baby. All I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at a family gathering and everybody together and you know, you're catching up and all that other stuff, then yeah, you know, it that's just like when you're out eating or you hanging with your family or when you used to be out eating or when you hanging with your family and you're doing stuff, you know, hey, and I'm the first one to tell you, I do it in a heartbeat. I have to think about it. You know, I have to tell myself, dang, you know, you hang, okay, phone, put it to the side. It can wait, you know.
Yeah.
I have to catch myself. But it happens. I have no lie to tell. I'm guilty of that one.
Let me tell you what happened.
I am.
So I have an addiction to social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I own
mm-hmm.
my little addiction. Okay. So I decided that when family is over, I wouldn't be on my phone unless I'm videoing or snapping a picture of somebody, right? Then I put the phone down, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to have a family meeting. I'm going to tell you, see, your stuff will come back at you. So I'm having a family meeting, right? And I'm just
mm-hmm.
all in my feelings, sharing my heart and all this kind of stuff. Look up, and everybody is looking down on the phone. Oh, man, I felt. Listen, when I tell you I felt some type of way. I told myself, I said, girl, that's how you look when you sitting amongst people. Even in church, my daughter and them be on the phone. What are you on the phone mm-hmm. in church for? You know, if you ain't videoing me preaching, put the phone down. Now, I think aunties all over America need to, and grandmas need to adapt Erykah Badu's I Can Make It Put the Phone Down. And I don't mean the way she talking about it. I'm talking about had it belt in your
okay,
hand.
Because Erykah's talking about something different.
Yeah, she's talking about something else. She's talking about something else. But I promise you, when auntie say it, with that old belt or that switch in her hand, this is my disclaimer for what I just said. I do not believe in abuse. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
No. All right. All right. Let's see. Oh, my God. Oh, let me see. I had another one. I'm trying to get it together. Do, what did I say? A do or a don't? What did I say? Do, don't. I need to do a do. Oh, when you come to the family gathering, I don't know if you said this already. When you come to the family gathering, don't come expecting everybody to give you something. And don't
right.
be begging. Don't be begging.
Right.
And y'all, and some folks got a slick way of begging. Oh, I really like what you got. If you don't get away from me begging, I'm going to help people so you can know when person begs. When somebody
mm-hmm.
says, oh, I always wanted one of them, that's begging. I'm trying to help some folks. Family gathering, begging. Okay? It's a shame people got to come to the family gathering with their purse handcuffed to them. Or put they,
mm-hmm.
or like they going to the club and they put their purse in the trunk of the car. It's sad. It is sad.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch folks, they walk all through your rooms in your house. They be all in your... and come out. I didn't know you had one of these. Wait a minute, you're begging. You know, this ain't the season for it. Listen, people, everybody is dealing with a COVID situation in some shape, form, or fashion. And this year is not the year for you to be in people's houses shopping. It's just not the, it's not the time. It's not the time for that. Don't be expecting somebody to give you a gift. Because they probably just barely, people a gift that's in their house. And let me give y'all a suggestion, those that have gifts under the tree. You understand me? You got gifts under the tree? Y'all make sure y'all family open y'all gifts before everybody gets there. Don't open up all your gifts in front of folks. Because I'm just talking about common courtesy. You know, just think about your family. Because some folks probably couldn't get no gifts that year. I'm just being real. You know? And then you just got some of them folks that's sitting there waiting for your son to open his gift so they can ask him for it. So they can come back and borrow it later. Or maybe walk out with it in their backpack. Just be careful.
just be careful.
This is what we do. We give warnings, you know, disclaimers and all that kind of stuff. Y'all can be ready for the holidays. Just get ready. All right. I'm going to get that last one, and I'm through, Zam. You got another one before I get this last one? Zam, you there?
Hello? My bad. I done said the whole thing just about. If you received a gift last year and you did not like that gift last year, and you're going to re-gift it this year, don't re-gift it in the same package that it was gifted to you in with your name on it. One. And number two, take everything off of it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And make sure you don't give it back to the person.
You got wrapping paper. You got something on there that says Christmas of 2019 when it's 2020.
I'm not saying
it's bad to re-gift because, you know, just because somebody gives it to you, you know, if you never use it or something like that, you know, yeah, go on and re-gift it. Give it, bless somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That you know is going to use it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But just remove everything that says it was given to you the year before.
Jesus. Do it.
That's all I'm saying.
Do it. I like for people to take the price tag off of stuff. Take the price. Listen.
Yeah.
Take the price tag off the stuff. You understand me? Take the price.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. I wanted to say something right there in that genre, right there where you are. I wanted to say something to add on to what you said. Do not, and I'm just saying this from my heart, if you don't want to be talked about when you leave, which people are going to talk about you anyway when you leave. They don't tell all your business. Do not give seasonal gifts. Oh, my God. Let me explain. Do not give me a Christmas Santa Claus mug for Christmas. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give me pot holders with Kris Kringle on it. Don't do it. I promise.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That's not a Christmas gift. You know, that's not a Christmas gift. You know. That I don't know what that is. It's a novelty item that I could have bought myself. My point is, I cannot use it. I can.
Oh, my God.
I can use that all year. But I just, you get what I'm saying? I can't.
Yeah.
I can't use a Christmas mug at the office. I can all year long. But I don't want to be sitting there in the summertime with a Christmas tree mug. I just don't want to do it. Okay. That's all I want to add. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yes, ma'am.
How you feel about it?
How I feel about what you just said?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
That's
it makes easy. Sense. Complete sense. And as a side note, as a side note, you can't expect people to think or feel you do over the Christmas holidays. You may be a giving person. You may, you know, you enjoy giving. You like to see people happy. You like to figure out exactly what it is that they want so you can get it for them. Everybody's not going to reciprocate that.
My God.
You know, so.
You're telling the truth.
The gift of giving is. I don't know how to put it. Everyone's thought process now, everybody's automatically thinking about, okay, what gifts can I get? I need to go do this. Christmas time is Christmas time. Well, you know, technically it's stuff you should be doing all year. You shouldn't wait till the end of the year to show somebody you appreciate them by getting them something. That should be whenever. Mm-hmm. The whole basis or the whole reasoning behind Christmas. But I digress. My point is, when you give someone something, when you get them a gift, you do that out of the kindness of your heart, not expecting anything in return. So don't come out with your panties in the water and your face all twisted up because you got somebody something and they didn't get you anything. Unless it was a predisposed thing, you know, if there was a gift exchange or names were pulled or something like that, you know. But even in doing that, don't go out and buy a $60 gift when they're going to come back and get you a $5 gift from the dollar. So, I mean, people are going to get what they can afford.
Yeah.
You know?
Truth.
So
that's true.
You know, when you give a gift, it's just that, a gift, and you're not expecting anything in return. You get what you get out of giving the gift is giving the gift. And the person matching that gift successfully with that person that you got it for, you know.
Mm.
And that's what you get out of it, to see the other person happy. Now, if that's not why you're doing it, then don't get them one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Then don't.
Oh, my God.
Keep it pushing. Don't give them one. Keep it pushing. Move around. As Martin say, get to stepping. Just, you know, kick rocks, whatever. Just keep it moving. Just disregard the whole gift-giving thing altogether. But if you're going into it looking for something in return, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Mm. Point blank.
Like I said, unless it was predisposed and everybody's like, okay, well, let's pull names so we can give gifts. That's one thing. But if you're just giving to be giving, then no. Don't come out with your face all twisted up and frowns in your forehead and lips stuck out and, you know, people ain't bad words. You know, that ain't what that is.
I know that's right.
So, you know, you have to go into your gift giving with that mentality.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, that's why a lot of folks be jacked up on Christmas.
Girl, I bought her.
Did she?
I bought her a couple purse, and then she came back with me here some.
I don't know, with some key ring from Florida when she took a trip to Florida. Well.
But look,
okay.
Or they made your gift. You mad because they made. Man, she brought me this raggedy. Listen. You need like. And I agree with you. You need to, when you are out shopping and doing what you do, make sure it's from the kindness of your heart, you know, because you just might not get nothing back. Or they might just reach in their purse and try to find something for you just so, because they know your spirit. Some of y'all,
spirit
ain't right. But let's move on. All right, y'all, we're gonna play one last Christmas song. And when we come back, we're going to, you know, give our final thoughts on tonight's show. All right. This song that we're about to play is by Billy Cook, This Christmas.
Your eyes outshine. runs the town. Baby girl, yes they do.
Closing remark. What you got, Sam?
Get on off.
Oh, I don't have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. Just we'll see y'all. We'll get to talk to y'all one more time before the Christmas holiday. So until next Monday, everybody be safe and careful, and don't just be safe for you, be safe for the people around you and your family and everything else, so, or everyone else. So until next Monday, you know, everybody be safe.
Y'all be safe. And listen, let me tell y'all something. And I want to say this. If you are working in a Family Dollar, and I ain't got nothing against Family Dollar, but my daughter's working in this ghetto Family Dollar, and Sunday she was held up at gunpoint, and
shut up.
They robbed the man robbed the store. He made her get on the floor. I saw the footage. They turned over on her stomach and drug her. He turned over and drug her and tied her up. You understand what I'm saying? And this little ghetto Family Dollar right over here on Calhoun, Cullen and Beth. Y'all stay out of there. And a few weeks before that, she got flashed. You understand me? So all I'm saying, people are getting desperate. I know everybody's so used to doing stuff willy-nilly, but people during this season get desperate. Y'all need to be safe. Take care of yourself. Zoom it in. Order it. Amazon, FedEx, whatever. And stay safe. And we want to say rest in peace to Tiny Lister. He passed away. And Charlie Pride passed away. So we just want to say
wow.
A prayer for their family. We love you all. It's been a good show. Play it back. Share it with somebody. And y'all have a blessed rest of your week. How about that? All right,
please,
ma'am.
Please be mindful of that potato salad, please.
Oh, no raisins, please. No raisins. Please. Because I'm going to talk
right.
about it. I promise. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later, too.
Oh.